Shidduchim podcast.
No, it's all on YouTube. It's all on Instagram.
Oh, okay.
The videos. Are we starting?
Yeah, we're just like going right into it.
Nobody talks. Nobody talks. Shidduchim.
This is the Nobody Talks Shidduchim podcast.
Here we are. We're back again. It's IJ and Avery with the Nobody Talks Shidduchim podcast. We are at episode 63. Can married people hang out with single people? Otherwise also known as Passaic guys are actually hanging with married people. And we're going to be getting into that conversation. Joining us today, we welcome back one of our contributors. Paige is in the building.
Thank you very much.
Paige, welcome.
Thank you.
And we have Jared from Jared's Jewelers now. Just Jared is back. No, Jared is here. Jared, it's your first time on the show. Welcome. Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. Wow. Thanks for having me. This is about a year and a half in the making.
Really? A year and a half? That's how long it took. Well, now you'll get married. Now that
I'm in. Right here?
Oh, sorry. This one. Okay, now you get married. And yeah, that's about everyone here on the... Oh, no. Avery. Avery, tell... Give the ladies what they want.
My second introduction. I think we can...
Let's give the ladies what they want.
I think we
they
can
They want
move.
A piece.
We can move.
Okay, fine. We're going to move past it. Yeah, we're excited. It's going to be a fun episode. Can you still hang with married people? Married people, can you still hang with single people? And we'll get to this right after our little break. Hey, everybody. It's IJ from the Nobody Talks Shidduchim podcast. I want to take a moment to tell you about our new affiliate program. Inflation's up, some economic problems. Here you go. Here's a few bucks off on your businesses or personal life or just for fun. I wanted you to take a look at shidduchimpodcast.com under affiliates, where you can get 10% off for starting your first website, a few bucks for your graphics created with Canva, or just hire someone to do this with Fiverr. Check this out at shidduchimpodcast.com and click the affiliates link. Okay, so here we are, episode 63. Passaic guys are actually hanging with married guys. That is like Passaic single guys. Should be in there, actually. Is there a world where single people and married people can actually hang out? In Passaic, New Jersey, it seems so. The NTS crew today, we're going to discuss what the situation is by this rare yet fun chevra that seems to be more than clashing, actually hanging out and having fun activities. So pretty crazy. Avery, take it away. Your feelings.
Yeah, I don't really know much about this whole situation because
before
we started this episode and got the idea for this episode, IJ had this experience that he told me about.
Unbelievable.
Which apparently changed
it.
His life.
You didn't believe it.
It was, this epiphany, or yeah. I guess it was a whole new world. Well,
this finding.
He went to some singles event.
The finding.
No, I don't know where I was.
It was not a singles event.
Oh, in my
Florida.
House?
It's your house, yes.
Oh,
yeah, okay. At your house.
That's and why I'm here.
He went to some sort of event at your house. Jared's house.
Yes.
And he apparently
I'll tell people.
Found married people and single people hanging out as if
singing
we were all,
kumbaya, my
as
Lord.
If we could all get along.
Hands.
Right. It was like seeing the North and the South getting along in the pre-1800s. It was something like unheard of.
This was Joe right? Manchin dancing with
Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Like Nancy and
AOC.
AOC getting along,
and,
right.
And Manchin hanging
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
But what's your overall take, though, on this thing? When, like, hanging out with married people, singles and married people. That's what I want to know.
What's the take? Good question.
Before our guests, like,
it is very
bolster that.
Odd and awkward.
Interesting.
For married people to be hanging out too much with single people. It's very strange.
It's not a normal thing to do.
You're at a stage of life.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it to a point where it's like done and it's noticeable and like the people that you're contacting with frequently are not your wife and you're doing it to escape from your wife, I think it's very strange. We know people like this.
Yeah.
We have friends who consistently have, you know, their single friends over to entertain
that,
them,
yeah.
right, as like jesters in their court because they want to stay away from the wife. Right, we know another friend who's making some sort of like event this week.
They're making some event, and they married the couple. They actually, the court jesters.
They
here,
said, they "Come, us. Let's see the singles. Let's see
dance,
show up.
Monkey, dance, monkey."
Essentially,
so awkward.
So I think it's odd when it's done too much. But of course, there's like the right amount. Like as a single person, you could feel somewhat left out. You know, you could feel pretty isolated from your friend group. If you're no longer, you know, intertwined or involved
in their
life.
They all got married.
Because they're married, right. So that's sort of my opinion on it. I think you got to, you know, find your...
Paige, does Avery, is he nailing this?
I think he is. I like that he put in
is
the word...
Is he shrewd on this?
No, he actually said it very well, but I picked up on the fact that he said too much because I think that's a big thing here because hanging out with your married friends is fine. It's just like how much is that happening or how much are the hanging... Are the marrieds hanging out with singles? Is that trying to cover up or get away from their current life situation or not? So I'll just point that out. Mm-hmm. Overall, general, you know, to start with, you did
something
a great job.
Is that something though you like to do, like hang out with
married?
Hang out with married.
I'll be honest
hang out
with
married
you.
Girls. Let's not.
No, I'll be honest with you.
I don't want to ask married guys.
I'm nice.
They're your brother, you know.
I'm nice sometimes, so I think. The married friends get more out of hanging out with me than I get hanging out with them.
Yes,
because they get a step out of their responsibility. I'm not talking about my kids, my day-to-day responsibilities at home, running a household. They are, and they're not getting that back at them. It's not like a competition, and it's more like a taste of quote-unquote freedom and just like, you know, lack of all that comes with marriage. They're having a great time. They get out of their house. They love it. And I'm like giving them like spirit, you know, and I enjoy their company, but it's not the same as when I'm hanging out with single.
Do
friends.
You find though that it's difficult to relate to them, though, that they have a difficulty relating to you because they have all this added, you know, these added burdens and responsibilities.
Right. So it's not so much. We don't relate in that way because we're at such different stages of life. But I know that going in and they know the same. They know that also. So being respectful and being friends, it's like you try to like listen or hear or try to connect in whatever stage of life they're in, and they do the same for you, but only so much. The rest of the time, you just want to chill and just get out.
Yeah.
Jared. That makes sense. So I'm looping you into this now. So how do you feel about hanging out with your married friends? Aside from this situation that happened, let's first get your, you know, unbiased take, your Pollyannish take on this.
Yeah, I didn't know that situation made such an impression on you.
I told you, I grabbed you and I said...
He's been talking about it ever since.
We're doing this. Yeah. I called Avery, I said, bring over the equipment, bring it over now. And he's like, I'm by the dentist.
Well, he was invited. He wasn't around.
I was in Miami.
He was away. That's what happened. See, my whole crew got together, they plotted against me and they said,
yes.
How do we get back at this sucker? You know, and they all went to Miami. They said, hey, what works for you? I said, this date and this date does not work for me. And then they all went to Miami. That's what happened. So anyway, that's why I came over. We had a fun time. But tell me just your overall thoughts on this. You know, can you hang out with married people?
Oh, I think you can. I mean, my own personal experience, a lot of my friends from early on in my life got married earlier, a little more yeshivish than me, which I kind of, so I lost touch with them. With a lot of them
over time,
more than I did in the beginning. Yeah. Then there was the Israel Chevra who I met there. Mm-hmm. But for me, a lot of my Chevra from like the post-Israel or even a little bit before just got married recently. So it's not like they got married 6-7 years ago. It's the guys I was hanging out with for the last five, six years who now happen to be married living in the same place. So I'm in a bit of that unique situation. So we do a lot of hanging around Passaic because we're all there. That makes sense.
No, that makes sense, actually. Like, let's say it's gentrified, you know?
Yeah, gentrified. If it's Matzei Shabbos and someone says, I'm going to hang out with my wife, like, of course, you know, you do you, I'll do me.
Go ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to be, you know, at Gottlieb's and Williamsburg, you know, chilling with Jackie Mason.
But otherwise, other nights, other times when there's something going on, the married crew really pulls through. Very impressive, actually.
So I find that interesting that there's like a specific like life cycle here with friends, I guess is what I'm learning, is that, you know, you might have your friends who are married from, you know, 8 years ago, 5 years ago, even 2 years ago, and they're like, oh, they're, you know, but these new friends that I just met these friends I'm actually hanging with, whether they're married or not, these are like my new friends from this new life that I built in my mid-20s, early 30s, whenever that is. And those are the friends I'm hanging with. I have that right?
I would say for me personally, early 20s. I mean, some my whole life, but, you know, kind of reconnected in the post-Israel stage of like, we're all here, we're all going to chill, we're all in the relatively the same place. And by me, it happens to be a few of them got married in the last year, year and a half.
Do you think it's because like that you met each other like after Israel and, you know, bonded while you were dating and you were all like in this world and this like new era going to events together? So like you kind of like were doing that search together, whereas like in the previous like life when you're in yeshiva, no one's dating, no one's going to events, no one's thinking about these things, no one's really thinking about marriage, it's not even on their minds.
Well, I would say partially circumstantial and partially because by us in Passaic, when there's something going on, we all know about it. Like someone says, I'm making a party on a Tuesday, let's watch a movie on a Thursday. We all know. So it's not like it's Brooklyn or Muncie or the
WhatsApp
5 pounds.
Group? Is there a WhatsApp group?
Multiple WhatsApp groups. Then there's the secret WhatsApp groups. Then there's the break off of the WhatsApp groups.
I
want to
get on every. I want to put Avery.
You want to be on all of them?
You could put Avery.
No, I like to be on as little WhatsApp group as possible. I'm trying to leave every single one that is associated with IJ.
Why?
Yeah, they just keep pulling me back. They just keep pulling me back in.
It's a horror movie, you know. There's no happy ending here. This is Saw. Should have Saw.
WhatsApp group is like a Scream, you know. It just keeps coming back with that.
Oh yeah, no, right.
They don't stop.
Did anyone see a horror movie recently? Like, is that can you go on a Shidduch day with to a horror movie?
Adopt a Shocking website. Here you go. I just have to get it going.
We have an inside man here.
I'm like, just kidding around, obviously. Now I just have to get him going.
I'm going to stay at my corner over here.
This is principles are rudderless, to say the least. Though I love that. That was a good joke.
You know what? Can I just say something on Avery's point?
I think
what you said about people you've been through that stage of like when you're getting older and like dating for longer and then they get married. Even once they're married, there's more to connect to because they've been through a certain stage that the younger, you know, the younger crowd that got married more, you know, right after, you know, say Israel, if you went right after, that they can't relate to.
Yeah.
So like you can say whatever and just like, whatever, trying to be nice, but like they actually never relate to, as opposed to like when they got, even if they're married now, but they went through a couple years more of dating and those, you know.
I've termed it early onset marriage problems. So they have early onset marriage problems and then there's later marriage problems.
So.
But you ever find that there are some of them who are in a completely different stage of life, 2-3 kids, working, mortgage, and there's some of them who just like haven't missed a beat. Like you literally could have just like done shots like in town on a Motzei Shabbos, but they're also married with 3 kids and a mortgage.
Yeah.
Mentally, some people, it's like they're still 20 and some that's like they're 45, you know,
changed.
Well, that's my theory that Avery will dub a good name to. But like, yeah, once, you know, you get your best friend, close friend, the second they know they're going to marry this person, you don't see them until the second kid. Once that second kid pops out, all of a sudden, hey, what's going on? What happened? You don't talk to me anymore. You know, you need to reach out to me. You need to reach out. And that's what I tell all our singles and the single siblinghood out there. You tell your married friends, you reach out to me. Just cut ties, move on. Don't sit there like you're some victim and, oh, please, money. Oh, please, hang out. Mm-hmm. You're like some beggar. And it just doesn't sit well.
Oh, it's a glimpse into what your relationships will be like in the future.
Yeah.
Meaning if you treat your friendship relationships as you do important relationships, such as married ones, to be married ones at least, and you value the people that you surround yourself with in a healthy, balanced way, then you'll do that with your spouse, you'll do that with your children. And if you can't learn to do that before you're married, and all of a sudden like you get married and then poof, bye friends, sayonara, you know, that's a problem.
Listen, I've been there.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Yeah. And it's a different level of, you know, a friend, you're there by day. You're not there by night. You're not there 24 hours.
No, obviously, you have to put more effort into it.
Right, so like it's not like so much like, oh, if you're there by a friend, you're there by you're never going to leave your friend. Whatever.
You're not doing things with your, hopefully, with your friends that you will be doing with your spouse.
Right. No, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know that just because you want to say, like, a friend's relationship will say how you're going to be a relationship with your spouse. Is that what you were saying?
I think that it can, yeah, I think it can paint a bit of a picture.
It could paint a bit of a picture.
A bit. Yes. Not totally. It's not the full,
yeah,
you know. This right. isn't okay. a perfect
I was
science.
Getting confused. I was thinking like you were saying like no. a friend is a friend, even if they're married, they'll have that same friend.
No. Oh, not an exact science, but it'll help, you know, paint that picture of what right. things will look like in the future, I think. You know?
Awesome. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to ask, I was going to bring up that, like, you know, I have a friend, Avery knows this person, and it's been a discussion that we've had where, you know, this person is at a certain point in life where he's got a few kids, he's married, he has a job, she has a job, you know, and his, like, quick fix is, which I realize is quick fix, is, like, making these get-togethers with his single friends. And, like, this expectation that we have to stop everything and run to him, you know, I find it appalling. I don't know if I'm going to discuss it with him, but he's had this where...
Yeah, we just talk about
it
behind
his back.
There
was a party, yeah.
Well, in the more mature way to deal with it.
In a more but immature way, but... and I realized at some point, I'm like, you know, that might be, like, a little bit too... I'm just not interested, a little too toxic. Like, reach out to me, see how I'm doing. Okay, fine, you want to keep the relationship going. But even in that case, I don't presuppose that I'm going to show up to the party. It doesn't mean that, oh, well, this is your thing. I have to show up. I have to come there. I have my own life. I do my own things. You know, as a single, you got events coming up, parties coming up, things that just pop up, and you plan last minute. It's not like a family. You could pay, you know, oh, I know I'm coming home. Here's my family. Things are in a cordial order. You're like, look, I don't want to make this. I this might not work for me anymore.
Yeah, this happens all the time, though. Like, I just got a letter from my yeshiva, my high school, and they're like, we're honoring your class, 2012, oh, the 2012 high school class.
I got that same letter. I didn't even get it.
No, you didn't go, but maybe you probably did,
because
they
got
want the same
letter.
Thing from you and I, but they realize I have no money, so it's not going to do anything for them.
Yeah, the executive director didn't follow up with
you. But, like, I have no, the Rebbeim didn't, like, I have had no relationship with the people who are running this event. It's like, where's your common sense? Like, you want to have a relationship with the people. You want to, you know, keep them involved and stay involved in their life, you know? And even the thought, like, is, you know, one of the lines is, like, Rebbeim for life. It's like, yeah, but not really. Like, you would think that they would be able to reach out. Of course, they have other responsibilities. We all understand. But that's one of the responsibilities of, you know, the people who are involved. Like, you try and they try. Right. You know, like, it's a two-way street.
It's a two-way street. Well,
that's what you have to remember.
Every relationship is a two-way relationship.
Right, so yeah. Now they want you to do your way. I get it.
They want my way.
Your money, right. They this
want,
is your way right
They want
now.
My way, and then they want me to leave, like, out the back way without my wallet.
Right.
Well, that's what they want to do. They want you to, like, act impetuously. Without thinking.
It's a good word.
No thought.
Give them.
Give me. Like, what do you mean? You know, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. But you're going to come. It's just, I don't even have to think about it. No. Things have changed. But, right. You know.
What is our relationship? What is the status
what
of
is our? Have you had, Jared, have you had a conversation with some of your, you know, married friends? Like, what is our relationship now?
I can't say that I remember having a specific conversation. I would say no. I don't know. Just kinda,
maybe you should you have know? It now.
Yeah.
I feel like the girls do this all the time. No?
We don't do that. We just have a relationship or we don't have a relationship. Not like, really? What is our relationship?
I always felt it was more of a guy's thing in a sense that I can call a married friend. What are you up to? Well, let's go grab a beer. I don't know, whatever. But when it comes to girls, I feel like it's more of a specific thing. Like a married girl who's 23 will, like, specifically go out with her friend to spend time more than a guy will.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, I just went to pick up a friend of mine. And I just picked him up. We sat in the car. We schmoozed. And he went back in the house. It was like that. I don't know.
Well, how? Oh, I like that. But off, right. No, things more sporadic, off the cuff, I get. And it's actually not a bad idea. I learned something today, folks. So this is bing, 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 bing. I don't know what bing, bing. IJ learned something today. It's not a bad idea. I'm going to message these single friends. I have three of them specifically. That other guy I'm not messaging, you know. Lives on, you know. I'm going to tell them, hey, look, things are just easier off the cuff now, you know. I think that's true. Because I could just grab a beer with them easy. I can do that. Like, hey, it's Wednesday, I don't have anything going on. it's a, let's say Shabbos or Shabbos ends early, I think I could get together with you. It's not a bad idea. I like that.
And I think also, if I could throw out there, I think that once there's a kid involved, I'm not saying the mother is like more or less involved, but you know what I mean? You're a mother. You're a lot more involved with the kid and you have your sheitel and your baby. And for the single girls, it's just a lot harder. You know
is
what
it,
I mean?
Is it?
I feel like it is. Like the guy's kind of the same guy before and after. He looks the same.
Yeah,
he acts
because he doesn't go through much change. Like,
right. He's not putting on a sheitel. He's not.
No, but not just that. Like, he doesn't have the physical. Okay, once there's kids involved, he's not going through any physical, any labor. Any
no,
physical,
for sure. I guess no I mental, mean, no when we do have some kind of get together, I feel like I'm hanging out with the guys from 3 years ago. If the girls have it, it's probably just like half sheitels, half not. Like, and it's just like right away, there's like you start seeing the differences and they're talking about carpools and
exactly,
babies.
Exactly.
And
the guys are not talking about that. They're, no, not guys even. Don't grow up. That's the bottom line. Oh, they're just talking. Oh, wow. Sorry. Mm-hmm. No,
give, when, well, give okay, the women some biased opinion.
When guys are with guys as if no time has passed and they're just revert back to boys.
Don't you appreciate
a
that though?
Times, I'm just, yeah. I'm
isn't
just
there
saying,
an appreciation
like,
how guys can just
no, it's
watch?
Actually really funny to
we
see.
We could just
sometimes.
Watch like
then,
the like, Super Bowl again, and it's like we're like 6 years old. It's
yeah,
amazing.
And then like they step yes. back into that being that husband father, and it's like
you hope you, so. Right. But that's what guys are. Meaning like
yeah, that's what
I
guys
even
are.
Have careers.
That's what guys are
right. A guy's an architect. He's just playing with Lego in a bigger setting. There's no difference.
No, yeah, yeah, no. Listen, those
all
are
those
that's guys, but that's why it's easier in a way for them to just like get back into like just hanging out with. Whatever stage someone's in, single, not single.
Well, I would say it is subjective. If someone is just inept to growing and becoming a better person, yeah, better person, it's just not going to happen. But there are guys who can.
Right. But that's it's it. Funny. A friend of mine who was on your podcast, he told me, he's like, I can't say his name, but he
it's
told
like
me.
We only had like three friends on.
Now, when he eats yeah. out at a lot of meals, he's like, I could already tell you the top two discussions by the women, it's going to be number one, sheitels, or number two, their kids' schedules.
Oh.
And I was just laughing. Yeah, like, you know, it's...
And I tell him, like, I don't want to talk about this. I have no interest. Let's talk about MMA. Let's talk about, you know, the border.
Talk about your
Let's
car.
About
I don't
Joe
know.
Rogan.
Russia, Ukraine. Yeah, yeah there's plenty
that's
to talk
life.
About.
Let's, you know, that's, why yeah. I was, that's what I was getting at when I originally
Joe
said
Burrows,
how it's different.
That's good.
They enjoy Burrow, more hanging out with single than singles do with marriage because that's what you have to hear about. Have right. to. I'm saying like whatever. You know it going in.
How much do these kids, these mothers, I mean, I look at the five towns because that's where I live
yeah.
currently, right? I look around. How much do these mothers really know about their kids' schedule? Oh. I mean, most of them have the live-in maid sealing
the
schedule.
The latest word. Listen, I don't want to sound like I'm putting them down because I have lots of married friends. But yeah. It's like reality. Like you said.
The latest schedule.
The, their life.
The newest.
Dunas.
Yeah, they don't talk about Dunas, that.
Dunas, yeah.
Okay. They talk about their kids.
How much
line.
Do you pay your live-in?
Kids... Yeah, the schedules, early carpool, pickup, vacations, work. Right. It's always that.
Uh-huh.
It's not even to complain just because that's their life. If you talk about what's going on in your life, like I would talk about what I don't talk about, dating, let's say, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's what, and work. They talk about kids and whatever else.
Well, what about the ones who just got married and don't have, don't have the kindalacha yet?
Yeah, well, they haven't reached out yet. They're still in the new
yeah, they mostly right. talk about how expensive life just got. Oh, like, yeah. Did you know? Like, no,
be.
I didn't.
Right, you have to pay for toilet paper? Wow.
Rent this, how much am I?
Unbelievable.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
I love that. That's I funny. Love that.
It's true.
That's why I feel like taking things on step by step, just that's a major advantage if you're single and, you know, you're just at whatever age you are, just start it. Say like, all right, you know, I just got a job. Mm-hmm. Let me think. Okay, parents still pay for the car. You know what? Let me pay for the car, or let me just have them pay for the car. Let me get an apartment situation. You know, like I did that. I went on the Upper West Side, got a little Shabbos mahalach over there going. You know, Shabbos apartment. It bankrupted me, but you know, I was like, yeah, you know, I was hanging with my
Live
boys. Oh, I'm paying. You know. $1,500 for, you know, 2x2, literally.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you make those mistakes, you kind of learn. But yeah, exactly. It all takes time. Like it's like the trundle way to get there, but it's step by step. I'm paying for you know, utilities, toilet paper, you know, ballots, and then we go to the house, and then, you know, et cetera.
Let me ask the audience, the crowd here.
Yeah,
well, how appropriate is it to have a relationship with your friend's spouse, right? You're married,
ooh,
and now you
question.
Have the spouse in that dynamic, right? So, you know, I know some of my friends' wives, some I have a relationship with, like, you know, we're friendly, mm-hmm. and others who have gotten married, I have nothing to do with them. like nothing. Like they don't even know my name.
So you're asking how common, how appropriate,
how everything. Yeah, how appropriate, well, how common those. It is. Answer, you know, all of it. Yeah. I'm curious to hear your thoughts.
Okay. I would say for me, really, again, it depends on the person. Some people I know, they won't, like if I have a question for my friend's spouse, I'll text her. Some people won't. That's a certain like boundary they won't cross. If I just have a matter of a fact, I would. I think a lot of it for me has to do with how the person reacts when they see me. If they're the type to say hi and say, how's everything going? Then I'll be more,
right.
You know, I'll answer more. But if they're the type not like, to, then I'll respect the boundary.
It's like, hey,
that makes sense.
Shmuel, pass Jared. Ask him what he wants.
Yeah.
That type of thing.
I've been there.
That's interesting.
I was once at a Shabbos meal in Israel 10 years ago. Very from woman was there with her husband. When she spoke, she whispered. I'll never forget that.
Oh, my
that.
God.
Like, would you like the chicken? Like, very low voice.
Would you like
would yeah. You like the never forgot that.
Do you find that with, you know,
with what?
Your girlfriend's husband?
No, I mean, we usually have a regular talk. I would never.
You wouldn't even go
I
there.
Wouldn't. No. I'm saying my good friends, like when I'm at their homes, we'll talk like a regular conversation. It's not like awkward.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty normal people. So, yeah, I'm trying to think if there's like. Okay, but then depending on the circles they're in, like sometimes it's more like the husband will walk out if it's like awkward. Depends on this, you know. I have friends, my friends, they range in different ages, like 10 year span. So right. Like, and more newly married, whatever it is, it's definitely not as comfortable. I haven't known them for as long, but yeah, like you said, I respect that. I would not text my friend's husbands. I just think that's like a certain limits. Line.
Just awful. I would never.
But I mean, even when I wanted to get through to my friend that I couldn't, I think at one point I did. But like this friend, we're just like really, really, really close. And like I would text them both.
That's your question. You ever have a friend's husband answer something you put on your WhatsApp status? And you're not quite sure what to do at that point. Like I've had this. You're like, do I answer back? Right, like they started
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Isaac. Oh, IJ.
No, I go.
That's
this
all right.
Can kind of lead into either like name is fine. That there's relationship nothing, with the married and singles. No, I'm feeling.
Say again, yes.
He just like uh-huh. led us towards. Can you answer your friend's spouse who answered on your WhatsApp status? Like, mm-hmm. what's that relationship mm-hmm. like? Allowed, yeah. not allowed. I feel like it kind of segues into hanging out, married, not married.
It does. Yeah, that's so apropos. Absolutely.
So you want to take it that way, or?
Oh wait. With what is do we have another topic to get to?
Don't forget to discuss my house party.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was referring to.
Oh, right, yeah. So, well, that's what I wanted to get to. But like, we had a good, you know, I just wanted like some, you know, this is enjoyable, convivial, colloquial conversation before I jumped in. But basically what happened was is that I get some text message from, you know, just shady like message. Oh, it's Jared. I had no idea. No, I didn't. And he's like, oh, no, we're having some chill. Come by. I'm like, all right, whatever. You know, as I said, my friends left me for the weekend, so I know where to go. I was all alone. It was just little IJ, just all alone, a loner back in high school. So I drive all the way out to, can I say the area? Clifton.
Yes.
Clifton. Passaic. Clifton. What the hell? Passaic County, New Jersey. Not Lakewood, not Bergen. So anyway, that's where I went. I get to Passaic, and I don't know what to expect. I was like thinking, oh, this is going to be like a singles event, you know? That's like what this is going to be like. So put on my tie, got my jacket. No, I'm kidding. I just came in clothing.
Put on a yarmulke.
Put on a beard.
I grew the beard. I just left a little stubble here. Anyway, I get into the house and like all of a sudden, and I'm looking. And I get into the house and I find a spot, sitting down, very interesting, chilled. House rules where, you know, there's drinking. Parents are away, so it's a nice little party, a nice little, you know, get together. And all of a sudden, start talking to this guy, you know, having a good time, hitting it off. And I'm like, dude, you know, it's crazy. Like, I can't believe you're not married, bro. Like, you're a great guy. He's like, I'm married with 3 kids. I'm like, what are you doing here? And all of a sudden, I'm looking around and everyone's married. This guy is married.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
And then I don't remember his name. He was a good-looking guy. I think he was a Passaic
guy. Oh, I do know who you're talking about.
About my height. Oh, God, I don't know. Clearly, there was such a revivifying moment. Anyway, before you know it, he starts pointing out, like, people are married here. And I didn't realize that it was married guys, married girls, single guys, single girls. And I'm like, whoa, where am I? I'm Dorothy. This is the Wizard of Oz. I'm in Muppets Land, or whatever those creatures are called. And I just went up to you and I'm like, dude, this is crazy. People are married here. People are together, and this is what drove me towards, you know, create like getting this episode. And I'm like, can we actually hang out? I felt a little, I don't know. It was new, so I was like putting my toe into the water and it was cold. So when did this spur up? How long has this
been
happening?
Well, I'll tell you about this specific one.
How do you get in?
So my parents, amazing. I don't know if they're going to listen. Well, maybe they will, because
we'll get them on. Yeah.
Right. Baruch Hashem,
we'll
great people. On. And one thing that you have to understand, never bothered them, my mother specifically, she doesn't care about smoke in the house. My dad used to smoke cigars. So here's how it really happened. I'm texting IJ. I'm like, I'm making a chill. I don't know, Pasek. I'm like, IJ, you're allowed to smoke a cigar in the house. He writes back, really?
Yes. There you go.
There's no way.
An hour
There's
later, no I feel like Tony Soprano walks in, a bag of cigars in one and like 25 Macher magazines in the other.
And I had a Gemara in the other hand.
Of course, right. Okay, yeah.
We're on being
recorded. And it was really happening. We had some married, some singles.
Yeah.
The Chevra was enjoying
newly
some
singles,
cigars.
Old singles, young
soup,
married.
Soup, kumsitz. Yeah, we had a
hot
really
dogs,
good time.
Chicken,
wings.
Yeah, Chef Mendy was there.
It went till about 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, it was so much fun.
Wow.
So your question was, how did it come to be?
How did this happen?
How did this happen?
There's a world out there, people.
This is a continuation.
What's the website? What's the organization?
Adopt a Shadchandak.
No. I'd say adopt. There's something with adopt.
Adopt
there.
A single?
Adoptasingle.org. Yes.
No, but this is really a continuation. Like, you see, for you, you're sticking in your toe. For me, it's like, okay, I don't have my own house. My parents went away to Miami or something. Oh, with Avery for the weekend. Same general location.
We were partying.
Right.
We were talking about that party in Jersey.
We were saying,
so these bastards didn't invite us.
So when my parents
and it
go
was
away.
His own kid.
Right. Since they went away and I go to a lot of people's chills, often when they go away, I'll make something. I'll make a Shabbos. I'll make a Thursday night. So it wasn't really for me dipping a toe in the water. It was just, hey, we got an empty house. Let's make a party. And it wasn't like a shady party. We're almost like 30 years old. I mean.
Yeah, it was not shady almost. At all. Everyone
was on their best behavior.
Like, yeah, like podcast crowd, fun vibes.
Nothing broke, nothing
cool
got burned.
People.
Yeah,
it wasn't like high school where you got these kids and they're rancorous and they need a trouble. They're going to cause cacophony problems. Like, you know, like it's crazy. Oh, yeah, it's okay. Go ahead. It's so crazy. Like, you know, and what was this group here? Everyone hanging out.
So
married,
this
not married,
group
like,
was.
Who are these people? Is it just at random?
I would say 50-50. A few married friends from the area, a few single friends, a few random married friends who I just invited and said, hey, come over. And I think that's the guy you were talking to. Just, I'm like, whoa, you actually came. Good
was
for you.
Just like a Passaic guy or something.
Yeah. Then there was some Muncie Chevra came and it was just.
The Muncie guy.
The Muncie guys.
Yeah. And then there were some single girls. You know,
there were a couple of single girls that came.
I'm like, what is everyone doing here? Like, what is this? You know, there was like some med house.
But you also.
Med school frat house.
Right.
From,
that was the Muncie
Chevra. And I go,
Chevra.
Oh, where are you from? And he's like, I'm from Valhalla. I'm like, where the F is that? Where is Val? I mean, I know, but I'm like, I want to see, like, why is this guy telling me? I know where Valhalla is. It's in Westchester, lovely city, lovely town. Landers Dental School is there, right? And a medical school.
But you were enjoying yourself because 1:30 when it was wrapping up, everyone was pretty much gone except the Muncie Chevra. And you have IJ from the Five Towns sitting there still smoking the same cigar from the last three hours with the other guy. You know what I'm talking about, also who had the cigar, who's very excited to see you.
Who was? Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, him. And like you two and like the Muncie Chevra.
Yeah.
And if you remember, my sister was out of town.
And your sister
She
came
landed
in.
At like 12:30 at night. She walks in at 1:30 like, that? This is still going on?
Yeah.
Wow.
She was there, your sister, and she got back from Louisiana.
Very good. New Orleans.
Yeah. How could I forget that?
I don't know.
This is, I'm like, wow. I get the vibe that like maybe the situation you're in, it's an anomaly, a good anomaly. It's nice to see that there are normal people out there because like we were just discussing with our last episode, you know, like just not an anomaly.
Now, do you think this is going on in the Five Towns or Brooklyn and you're just maybe not as aware?
I don't, what do you think, Avery?
Yeah, it probably is.
Isn't it out of
I just
thing?
Think we're not invited. That's all. People don't want us to come.
First of all, I invite myself. I don't need an invite.
Yeah, I think it is happening to an extent.
I'm just not going to walk to Atlantic Beach, if you know what I mean.
Right, that's true.
But those other guys.
I don't think it's happening on March.
You had something in your backyard here 6 months ago.
Yeah,
you
had some married. We had some married, yeah. We did.
I think that's only because word got out by mistake, actually. I think it got on too many WhatsApp groups, and then the 50-year-olds started showing up. And
oh, yeah, we had some, like, 40-something-year-old divorce woman, I know.
40's okay, but, like, 43 is the line.
It's the cutoff?
Yeah.
I'd say 43 is the line, yeah.
Isaac, you're open till 43.
Yeah, no. Do people do it around here? Probably, but in smaller scale. I don't think they do it in, like,
What's it called? It's just called, like, a average. Chill?
What did you name this? Yeah, because like, Avery named his thing "Bill De Bias."
Social functions. There's I named mine.
You know,
goal or
IJ.
Agenda.
Particular. I don't think so. I think that's why people come because there's no.
It's just you just get out and just hang, be social.
Yeah, I don't think there's a name for it. Like one of the Chevron Passaic just moved into a new house.
The Passaic
house. Right. So he made a chill. He made a WhatsApp group with like 70, 80, 90 people.
70? Wait.
Yeah, I know.
70, 90 people.
Yeah.
Where is it? Where is like
they're from all over the place.
You know what?
Music.
That's, okay.
So
is there any
classic
there
married
any, like,
guy? Classic married guy. Oh,
no,
I'm
no, he's single.
Everyone like
he's single.
He's a single guy.
He's a single guy.
Oh, okay. So that makes.
Does
sense.
Does he screen
okay.
who's in this WhatsApp group? Does he care?
No, not really.
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's any screen.
If you want to come and have a good time, I think you're
invited. I probably was screened in some way.
No bouncers.
I don't think you know him.
I don't know.
Yeah. No.
I don't know. There's someone out there. Not. I don't know anybody.
No.
Ever since the Michael Vick, you know, dogs. Anyway, it's a whole other life behind me.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So let me ask you, Paige, okay, serious question here. So let's say you're going to Jared's parties, you know, there's one of these events going on, and, you know, how do you differentiate between someone you're hanging out with and someone that is actually marriage potential here?
I think that's very hard coming from the girl side because naturally, I mean, a girl wants a guy to go after. Although I've been hearing recently that guys want girls to go after, which is making it very difficult. But how do you differentiate? Well, that's what I was saying. If there's like an underlying agenda, I mean, in this type of a, you know, situation, these events, if it's just for chill, then you don't, there's no difference. You're just really there to chill, socialize, hang and have fun. And if there's someone you're interested, it's not at that event. It's not at that party. It's just like you go around about way, find someone who knows them, and then you make it that connection and work around that way. But differentiate, I mean, it doesn't sound like it's like a something that happens all the time, right? It's not like a set.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it does.
Not like a set
the host
thing.
I mean,
but
to say, like, is there like a label? Is there like a name for these quote unquote events?
No, I would say in Passaic, there's a lot of gatherings. It'll be more
Republican National Convention.
Yeah, right. No, it'll be more like someone could put out on a Tuesday night, here we're going to watch a movie, and 3 or 4 people show up. But these giant parties, they do happen every week, every 2 weeks.
Oh, it happens often.
Yeah.
So do you have the same crowd coming?
A lot of the same base people.
Yeah.
And then there's the random ones that show up from Brooklyn, from Muncie, from the Five Towns.
I think that question should be directed towards Jared because he's the one running these things.
No, I did.
Going to these things. Yeah. So like, let's ask you that question.
Right,
if there are single girls there, right? Are you going literally just to chill, whether they're there or not? You'll hang, you'll schmooze, whatever. But like, that's not like even on your mind at that time.
It happens to be. I don't go like, I'm not as big a party animal as everyone like, you know.
He's
thinks
not.
I am
he's
here.
A, he's a good yeshiva boy. Yeah, we get it. Yeah.
No, I'm somewhere in the middle. No, I'm kidding.
You're in the middle. No. People.
Let's hear from a guy's perspective.
As opposed to us.
Because also, like, you've been
well,
to these events.
Right.
I'm calling them events, but they're really not events.
Right.
They're not events.
Spur of
they're
the moment, chills, gatherings.
Spur of the moment, chills. There's a bit of a double standard, with the first to say it, where a guy will go to something like this, but at the same time, he might not be interested in girls at the thing because they're there. You know what I mean?
So well,
there's
well,
a bit
well,
of a mindset
well,
like that.
Let's go further. Is that you?
What?
Is that you?
A little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. See, you heard her here. first.
Amazing.
Isaac, all 26 listeners. I'm joking.
This is something we discussed.
We discussed with Holy Shit.
I'm a very straightforward person. Yeah, people will call me very straight. I just asked two people last week, how you describe me? They're like, straightforward.
Yeah. But how about a girl who goes to that, who wouldn't really want a guy that goes to that?
What's the question? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't know. That's a question. No, I guess we're just stating that, like, meaning like, there are some guys that would appreciate that, but like wouldn't want a girl who goes to that. So what's goes to that? What is that that you're referring to? Is it the social open mingling? Like what is it? Can you think of it, or it's just like?
It's a good question.
It's hard to put a label on it exactly.
But that's what people do.
That's what people do. Right.
Yeah.
You know. Well,
I've been saying this for years, and people know this about me. I always say, you know, all these no judgment zones. We're all judging. We just say we don't. Like, this is the judgment free zone. No, it's not.
Unless I'm interested in marrying you, then it's not. No, it's quite the quandary.
But you know what? It's a good point that you brought up. But let's say
it is a great point.
Can we agree though that typically, maybe we don't agree, but very often, guys and girls who dress and act and do certain way and things will often be in a certain category, right? More yeshivish, less yeshivish, however.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in a lot.
But when you get older,
remember
that it kind of dissipates and it just dies down, and it's just more of the same crew. It's going to be more of the same people. A few, like the new ones, the old ones come back. So that's what kind of chevre you're dealing with at that point. So it's not. It is true what you're saying that. You know, that early in the battle, we're not going to say when you're on the frontier in the beginning, you know, the platoon, you're in the platoon in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Because it's the shidduch core. That's what I say. The shidduch core.
I feel like who you surround yourself with is, at the end of the day, it's the reflection of how you view yourself. So if you're surrounding yourself with people who are not religious, then you're going to view yourself in a way that's like you're not religious. If you're surrounding yourself with people who are, you know, who were Beis Yaakov from or Sincere from, then you'll consider yourself in that way.
Right.
And that's who you'll date. You're going to date the people that you view yourself as.
But Ajay said also, it's a good point also that as the years go on and there's less and less firm people, you start seeing chevres mixing different ages. Yes. You're 24, 26, and you're hanging out with the guy that's 30. Like, you wouldn't have done that 2 years ago, maybe.
What do you do?
And you start seeing it, especially when people get even older. Once they hit the 30 mark, all of a sudden it's not weird to see a girl that's 31 hanging out with a girl that's 26, because that's the chevre. Mm-hmm. You're going to talk about shaitels and kids' schedules? I mean, we're back and minivans and how much a lease costs now in a minivan.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great pivot point, because that's basically what's happening, is that at every single that I come in contact with and I come encounter with, they are telling me the same thing. Because I gauge, I question, we have conversation. People just love, I'm a teddy bear, you know. Whoa. And they bring, you know, I see, I'm able to get an understanding from what they're saying, or they're telling me that, they're open-minded, and they're those people that they would never hang out with before are now hanging out. And it doesn't even have to mean guy or girl.
It can mean two girls or two guys hanging out, going for dinner, but just...
Yeah. You know, there's one of Avery's chevras I never expected at all to hang out with this crew, but my crew... You know, not all my friends got married, but the chunk that got married moved on from, and the chunk that didn't just kind of like just grew out of or moved on, realized maybe it was a little toxic, maybe it just wasn't, or whatever. And there's no chevra left, basically. And I jumped in on one of Avery's chevras, you know, and this crew, like, they're my brothers now.
But even now, you're a few years older than Avery.
You're a couple
I'm the Johnny Drama.
Right, of the group.
Of the group, yeah. I'm Johnny
Drama. You're the failed actor.
Look, you know, Spielberg did it to me. I mean, you know, he was just upset.
No, Viking Quest was special. Viking Quest?
What was the thing he did?
Something with Viking Quest.
Victory.
Victory!
Victory!
Yeah.
End cutscene.
I don't know. I think it's sort of why a 30-year-old guy has a hard time relating to a 30-year-old girl. It's the same concept, you know. Like, they're always at different stages in life. You know, like a 30-year-old girl. Well, that's true too. But a 30-year-old girl and a 30-year-old guy are very different. A 30-year-old guy is probably generally just finding himself, right?
Type of stage. No,
a 30-year-old girl has been for in the firm world has been dating since 18. They've been through, you know, how many dates? It's just so difficult.
I mean, once you hit like 75 times at the Allegria,
exactly.
Like,
how many cups of water can you take? How many times can you tell a shadchan, you know, like this guy's psychotic? Like, it's very difficult in our communities for guys and girls to really relate to what each go through.
Can I give an example?
Yeah,
sorry,
go for it. Go for it.
No, I was at
me off.
You really?
I was at like a singles event type thing, and there was a 22-year-old girl, and I'm 28, and she said, "Whatever." We knew we weren't for each other, but she said, "I think I have an idea for you." I said, "Okay, text it to me." And she hesitated. And I was like, "Everything okay?" She's like, "I'll be honest, I don't really want a guy's number on my phone." And I thought for a second, I was like.
That's just weird.
No, it wasn't weird because I thought and I said, "You're 22. Like, I get it. Like,
oh, she's 22. Yeah,
that's okay. What I'm saying. I actually told her, I'm like, your stage right now.
It's acceptable.
I got it.
It's conventional. It's conventional. Yeah.
It made a lot of sense. And what I didn't tell her was, and then 3 years from now, no, I didn't say that, but
when you come back to me single,
yeah,
crawling on the floor, begging me to take my number and speak to my
sister.
I hope
she's not listening to this. No, I'm joking.
But you were understanding.
It's a stage.
No, I was understanding.
So that happened to us with a friend of ours. Yeah.
Now I get messages from someone else who's a middle person. So and so has this idea for you, so it always gets lost in the middle.
Yeah.
It gets lost in the middle.
Yeah.
It helps. I don't know. I was just telling someone it was very difficult. Like, you know, the first time how you learn to speak to women. Look, through the podcast was one way I learned how to have real substantive conversations with women. I don't have sisters. Oh, so I never had women around my family. I mean, my mom technically is a woman, but she's, you know, that's your, it's different. It's different. I would hope so, actually. You know, but
so you're saying you didn't hang out with enough girls in high school?
I did not. Well, they didn't want to hang out with me.
Oh,
they, okay. You know,
that's
I tried.
The secret behind this
I
podcast.
I tried. They, no. Yeah, a secret.
It's not a secret. Okay.
That's, I mean, people look at me, they're like, that guy did not have a high school girlfriend. They look at me like plastered on my face.
And that's why you won't give them money now. I got it. We can full circle.
Exactly.
You see how we
came for life.
Through fruition. He momish circled back.
It's the Rebbeim's fault. Of course it's the Rebbeim's fault.
They discouraged all this stuff.
No, but the way we were able to tie that back is like,
that's what dating is for.
Awesome. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job, Jeremy.
That's what dating is for. But if you're not dating in high school, you have no real relationships. You go to yeshiva, you come back.
Right. But then, it goes both ways. I'm saying girls also. I think it has to do with your comfort level and just being you. And everyone's a little nervous. No one's 100% themselves. But like,
I agree.
Be the best you can being you with another person. They either like it or don't. You connect or you don't connect.
Of course, no.
I mean,
it's easier when you're both at the same stage in life.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning, like, if it's both of your first relationship.
Oh yeah.
Great.
Then you both have no idea what you're doing.
Then you both have no idea what you're
young
doing.
And dumb.
Young and
young
dumb.
And
it's not a bad
pros
thing.
Pros and cons. Right.
Sort of.
Everything in life.
Yeah, it really depends on what stage of life you're at.
Some people are young and not dumb. Then there are people
that
are
old
dumb
and
old,
right? It goes both ways.
Some people are dumb and old.
Well, you hope that people learn from their experiences and mature as they get older, but you can't expect it. That's what dating's for, I guess.
You can't expect it, but by the time you're married, you would hope that the two people are mature enough to realize that they want to, you know, they want this to endure in a healthy, proper, you know.
If not, good. You have IJ here to promote therapy.
that was his episode.
Oh. That was my episode? Yeah.
He was the executive producer.
Yeah. No, it's important. Episode. Look, it is important. And for married people, as much as single people, to find something to, you know, grasp onto for support. Because, you know, like when you have a problem at work and you're, you know, you need some guidance.
Right.
Who do you go to? Do you don't go to the people with, you know, in your, let's say you're working as a stockbroker. You don't go to the people who robbed and conned the market. You go to successful stockbrokers who've done it before, you know? Mm-hmm. You don't go to the doctor who's swindled people out of insurance money, you know, for your, I don't know. You find reputable people who can give you proper guidance and support.
Bottom line,
guidance. So on that note, I think about this sometimes. Should a person be going to a therapist, let's say for marriage therapy, if that person themselves is divorced, if the therapist is divorced? Or a single person on marriage advice or dating advice?
That's a good question.
They might be trained in the area, but, you know, it didn't work for them.
Well, it depends. Can I say something on this? I feel like I have a little bit of people tell me often that I sound like a social worker. They ask me, if I do that for profession. But, I mean, there could be someone who's married and not very knowledgeable in relationships because maybe they lack one of their own. And you would never know that. All you know is that label of them being married. You have no idea if it's a good relationship, if it's any relationship, if it's happy, if it's not happy. and someone who's maybe single or divorced or not in it, you know that label, and that's the first thing that sticks out in you. And then, like you said before, everyone's judging on that, you know, first encounter, first appearance, right, that label, first impression. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to say, but I think a lot has to do with anything in life. Someone could be a really good at what they do through experience, through maturity, through failures, and then learning and growing from it. Because then you also have people who fail and just don't learn.
Then you could also have a girl who's like 19 talking to her friend who's 20 who dated her husband 5.5 times.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, well, she's married. She knows.
Telling you.
Well, right. Like, she dated.
She knows, yeah.
Right. What's the that line? It should take, like my father always says, like, it could take you longer to pick out a living room couch than some people take dating their spouse.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Isn't that frightening in some ways? I
don't know. No, not at all.
No,
well, it works for right?
Well, clearly.
You know, not for you. I know that we had this discussion about 2 hours ago.
We had.
I'm just kidding. But no, it is a little bit frightening, though, that people don't put like that. You don't really get to see people in any light. But at the same time,
well, it is. It's unsettling that you know you find some people you know at these events or whatever, and yeah, there's something unbridling about it where they, it's like they didn't put any thought into it, and I just. At some point, that epiphany comes, and it's like, that's what that person needed. That's what worked for them. You know, it kind of like bites after that when they start saying, well, now you need to listen to me because I know how to get married. Oh, I'm like, no, you don't know. You don't know how to do anything.
You know
anything.
How to use Jace, right?
Yeah. You know how to find a sucker. Sucker. It was in the New York Post, you know, de Blasio left. Sucker. Okay, we're past that. Any of you two have some other thoughts, like before we get into the lightning round and then some closings, you know? About 55 minutes now, you know? No, you know?
Nothing. Mean? Married people?
Ask a question. Married people?
No, I just find it, I'll tell you like more a statement, fascinating how some people mm-hmm. drop off the face of the earth and some don't. Like, you have some people, like, 2 days after their wedding or the day after, they're, like, right back on the WhatsApp groups, you know? And some people, like, you don't hear from for, like, months thing. Or yeah. years. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
That was funny. That happened to me.
Let's predict. What will IJ be?
I was wearing, yeah. Wow.
We'll never hear from him again. We'll
Depends
never hear
on the
from
other
him.
Half.
We'll That's never a dream. I want to be Coach Whitey Durham in from One Tree Hill where, like, you know, he met Mary Jo Beth. You know, they're like both old, widows. They're old widows, and they remade each other. And then, like, he just goes off the show. And then you don't hear from him. And then, like, 2 or 3 episodes till the end, they travel to some mountain. And there he is on his bed. He's still alive. The guy's still alive. Like, I was like, was he dead? And he was alive. Coach Durham, Whitey. One Tree Hill fans message us. By the way, we have a new WhatsApp. 609-222-4000. You can WhatsApp us all your comments, voice notes. We'll play them on the show. We're very excited. We want people to send that to us. So all the ladies out there, you can constantly, you know, play it and be like, okay, did it sound good? Okay, all right. Okay, this one's for Avery. Kissy face. This one's for IJ. Huggy face.
No, so this should awesome. A podcast. I have to watch my language.
You do have to watch your language.
Well, you'll just say that you'll cut it and then not cut it.
That's true.
Yeah, we'll have to cut it afterwards. It happens. No. We do edit some episodes.
Oh, yeah?
Like in the beginning, we edited a lot, but recently we don't have to, you know? You had a lot of questions, no? You know, yeah. What about that list? Let me see. Yeah, yeah.
Only when we work with Ellen DeGeneres well, do we have to end up
list.
Cutting.
Oh, that's a good-looking list over there.
Yeah. We can't have her back. Just,
these were my opinions, thoughts
can you,
on
can you
the chill.
Share a little bit
oh,
more
Oh, wow,
with us?
That looks like...
Yeah, except that this was before I knew that when you had married that you're a little chill that both husband and wife were there.
Yeah, it's a good point. I'm trying to think. Like,
were
mostly,
they both there? Or
yeah, so I mean, for me, you can imagine I'll invite the guys and... I'll always say like, oh, like bring your, like feel free to bring your wife because also that's what the chill is going to be. Meaning it's going to be married couples there. They don't always come with their wives. Oh, my wife didn't feel like it. Oh, she had something else. But like at this particular chill, I think everyone came with their spouse. Now it happens to be, I do cheat a little bit. Like if I want like a good chevre, I'll ask a few close friends, like, are you guys both coming? I just like want to know what the vibe is. Mm-hmm. And then I'll tell other people, oh, other women will be there.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Other women, like, single? You're saying married?
Married, let's say.
Right. Yeah, usually they're like, wait, and am I going to be, like, the only married wife there, and then everyone else is just men and...
What's even funnier, a couple of the guys had kids recently, so, you know, you think that would put an end to a lot of this. No, they didn't miss a beat. I don't know, they bring the kid, they drop the kid at the parents.
Wow, yeah.
I thought we'd be seeing a lot less of so-and-so, but no.
Just so it's just changing everything. Like, that's what I found, this constant means of communication.
Well, sounds like a healthy outlet if they're both going. No, this is more like if you didn't have them both going, and then it's like, mm-hmm. and this happens very often, like it can get a little sticky. Like, you know, guys could be hanging out with single girls, and then girls start to like the guys start to like the girls and enjoy their company. And it's like, oh, I wish my wife was this fun. But if the wife's coming out with them, then that's like.
Well, they're all on this stage. Like I mentioned, a lot of them got married recently. So.
They're still
a lot of them, most of them don't have kids. So it's just like, it's something to do. Hey, let me go out. Let's go out and chill. So-and-so is throwing down a party. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Sounds pretty kosher.
I usually see that with the spouse, the friend. Let's say a friend gets married. I usually see that with the one who's actually working and busy. You know, the one who's like still studying. Like
they don't show.
They don't show up. But the one's like worrying, oh, I got to do it all. Because, you know, yeah. Anyway.
What do they always say? Chaperein.
Chaperein, the side. Chaperein. What is this one?
Okay. What camp was that?
Oh, there you go.
Chaperein,
the side.
Roma Moom, Anavu. What are we talking about?
Color War captain over here, right over here.
Color War captain.
Wow. General.
Two-time Color War, winning Color War general right here. Olympics Color War. Right here, baby. Oh, it's actually, I was Color War chancellor. In Sora, so it's,
you see, if you two were in camp together, you might not have been friends back then. You'd be like five grades older, and
yeah, well,
you know how that works.
Yeah, it was pretty bloody back then.
Yeah, yeah.
We're gonna head over to a lightning round, and then our closing right after these brief messages. Actually, there are no messages after this little tune over here.
Are you on Shidduch date burnout? Getting some anxiety or just need someone to talk to about all those DMs and WhatsApps? Ahuva Shandelman is a licensed psychotherapist and the founder of Holy Shid. She treats clients with care, empathy, and a ton of shid. Ahuva can be reached anywhere as she treats clients virtually and is also based in Rockland County for office hours. She can be contacted if you're interested via email ahuvashandelman@gmail.com or DM her on Insta @holy_shid. IJ and Avery love her. You will too.
Okay, episode 63. We are at the lightning round y'all know how to play. Not like the episode where you have, 5, 10, 20 minutes to discuss and ponder and pontificate. You got literally 5 seconds to respond right off the cuff. We're going to start. Who wants to start here? We're going to start with Avery.
Start with me. And then we're going to
go Jared, and then we're going to go Paige. And we're going to start here the lightning round. So the theme is block 'em or hock 'em. So it's block 'em on the WhatsApp, or like hock 'em up. Okay, so here we are. I'm going to read it. Da-da-da, lightning round. We have to get the new song in. Okay, just a few over here.
The audience can only see my
Your friend's spouse sends you a winky face. Avery.
Friend's spouse sends me a winky face.
Yes.
I think I would report them.
it sounds like a hock to me. Jared, go.
Between the two of them, I would say a hock just to find out what's going on. Like, what?
I would
so it
say,
sounds
though,
like you'd block him also.
I will say,
block
though.
Block him.
Paige.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if that happened, though, with some of my friends.
Paige, go ahead. Hock him or block him?
Block him.
I'd hock him up. I'd be like, awesome. This is my beshared over here. It's all good. And then, all right, anyway.
And then you'd be blocked.
That guy was annoying. I would be blocked. Yeah. Ooh, tell me more. Okay, I'm kidding. Ladies, relax. Calm down out there. Okay, Avery, they pencil you in for movie night. Your married couple, your friend, this couple, okay? You're so, not happy to be with for the next 3 years. Hock him or block him?
Well, I don't understand the question. This is a married friend.
They message you.
The two of them.
They went to a movie with you. They went to Spider-Man. They loved it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, Avery, we got to do this. And she literally pencils you in for the next 3 years. Hock 'em or block 'em, go. Oh, you're sick.
I would get her deported from if she's an immigrant. I would have her a company. I would figure out a way to get her company to move states.
She was
never want to see them again. I don't even want to be in the same country as these people.
Okay.
It's your friend that's penciling you in, not the
I don't care. I don't need to be a third wheel to anybody.
Sounds like you're just getting off
not interested.
The messaging platforms. you know, yeah. And all. Jared, go.
Block him.
I was going to say, hock him and deal with it later.
Oh, I like, see, that's probably better to do. Like, oh, yeah, great, I'm so excited, and then just not show up. If they pay for, honestly, what I would do is I would have him pay for the ticket. I would drink the soda, get a big pot, have him pay. See, I'll get next time.
And wow, you go all out. You don't go to a movie like a friend.
I'm going
to
go all out. And then I'm going to go to a different movie and not hang out with them, and that'll be
Oh, you do the double movie?
Double movie.
You do the double?
No.
You go from like theater A to theater B.
I used to, but not anymore. I mean, there's nothing out now. It's just Spider-Man. So I'm Hugh Jackman.
It is true. So
they, like, how many times can they remake Titanic? Or, you know, like...
No, basically, well, that's what they're doing. They're just doing redoing all the superhero movies. Okay, we got two more left over here. Your sort of close friend's spouse asks you to pop out of the 30th birthday cake spread for their spouse. Avery! You like boundaries.
Yeah, no, hock 'em.
Hock 'em!
Yeah, I'll do it.
He pops out. Oh,
I'll pop out.
And then and the guy goes like, wow.
Yeah.
Just like high school. Nothing's changed. See? How come block him?
I would say block him the same reason. You don't want to be the guy like collecting money for the limo at the wedding. It's just you don't want to be the guy in the cake. I'll do anything else. And I'll pay the limo driver.
Well, it's better than buying a gift. So that's
who says you don't have to buy a gift?
Well, that's the gift.
New episode.
That's the gift.
I am the present. Okay.
Paige?
Block him.
Yeah.
No, from girl wouldn't. That makes sense. It's not my thing. Okay, two more over here. Your married friend starts treating you like their therapist with 17-minute voice notes. Hock him or block him?
Been there.
Been there. Okay, I like that.
Been there.
Hock or block or cute, you know, quick line.
Send bills. Invoice. $2.50 an hour. $2.50 a message.
I'm sure.
That's a good one. Okay. Yep. I like that. Jared.
Is this therapy on their marriage or just in general in life? Can you just clarify what are the 17 minute voice?
Let's do both.
So, you know, I had a reverse reset. Could I go like more than 5 seconds?
Okay, no. I'll let you have time. I'm the commissioner of the lightning.
I was dating someone and a married friend of mine gave me advice that was really bad advice. He like flipped my whole mindset for the negative.
Oh, no.
So I spoke to him the next day and he's like, you know what? I'm not telling you anything else after I saw what happened yesterday. Yeah. So it didn't really end up affecting it in the end, but I really saw like right there in the last week what kind of damage that could do. Oh. So I would block him just.
Easier.
Not my place. You got to figure that
WhatsApp,
out.
I'm off WhatsApp. I don't check anymore.
Oh, no. I'm on WhatsApp. Just not
That's
my place.
That's what you tell them. Paige?
I don't know. I would hock them.
Hot classic girl answer. Classic. Oh, they love that. Oh, 17 minutes. Oh, man. Oh, you know, like that's it. They go crazy. Okay. And last one of the evening, folks. Your married friend, who you're not so close with, wants you to hang out. And you don't really know their spouse, but you know they got married. You know, one of those. You show up to the Shabbos table. You show up to the... You just show up, whatever. You're in Chickies, okay? And you realize they married your least favorite rabbi that you've had in elementary school or Rebbetzin or more. What do you do?
Obviously, you're there. You can't really block them. I'd probably just make up that I have some sort of chronic illness that I could never see them again. Some sort of deathbed situation.
After you come.
Yeah.
You're there.
They'll never want to see me or invite me. Either
that was good.
Yeah, they gave him the illness.
Like, I'm sorry, but I'm dying. I'll never see you guys again. You know, this is the last time.
Don't tell you which rabbi would be, but tell me after.
Yeah.
It's like the Ferris Bueller line. He fakes his death. Oh, you think you'll be around this weekend? And he's like, yeah. Tells the girl, I think so. Me, I would block him. No, I'd fake a phone call and just walk out.
Yeah, I would like you would kind of like start walking into the store, which I always do. You're going to peek, do a little peeky.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, run.
Oh, the Carlos and Gabby's drive-by. Look through. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scratch your
that's
head.
Now, that's the Prime Bistro drive-by. Prime Bistro, right? Other drive. Oh, Doma.
Really
Doma.
Is.
Doma drive.
Can't eat outdoors.
You ever sit by Coffee Bean in town and watch the train go by and you're like, yo, there goes my R. Curfew's in 20 minutes.
Oh. Paige, your last.
Block him.
Block him. What would you do in that, by the way, that predicament?
I'd try to like get out of it without them seeing me.
Like, oh, hello? Oh, my God. What happened?
I'm actually really
And then your phone rings.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, you got to get one of those apps that self go. Okay, awesome. I love this lightning round. We're going to get to our closing in just a moment. All right, we're back. Actually, we're ending now. It's episode 63. Are we up to 63, Avery? I don't even know.
So what?
We might be up to like 64 already.
You count this better than you count your Homer.
So what is that, 937 left?
This is episode 63 of Nobody Talks Shidduch podcast. I'd like to thank our guests. Avery and I would like to thank Paige for coming. Paige, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
And Jared.
Thanks for having me also.
Welcome. Okay, well, welcome. Thanks for coming. We had a good time. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed. Avery, any last thoughts?
Just be careful. Be careful with your be careful with your friends' spouses. Be careful with your friends.
Yes.
But most importantly, be careful that you don't touch your friends' spouses.
That's
because then your friends will not be your friends.
Like inspirational touching or
all of the above.
That's true. Any and all of the above. Okay. As I usually end off, happy face, smiley face, silly face, and now smoking face. This is the Nobody Talks Shidduchim podcast. Wait, we should listen to a song first. I'm just going to put in anything that comes up. Anything that comes up. Anything. Oh, here. Perfect.
Oh, God.
Right.
This is the first thing that popped up. It just popped up. I was like, I'm playing.
Wow.
Just get you where you are. Step to the beat of my heart. I don't.
Actually, does anyone have a funny video on dating? Because I have to put one up on the website.
Do the Seinfeld blind date episode.
Oh, Seinfeld blind
date?
Let me see.
I feel like I was listening to the podcast. I was just on it.
You were right.
You know, like, I'm like listening to you guys.
Yeah.
Like, wow. That's funny.
Now you're on it. You're going to look at this and be like, what? I was on it?
Blind date, this one. The
fix-up.
Blind date.
The fix-up. Oh, Seinfeld? This is the famous scene.
Yeah, it's great.
If I stick my hand in her hair,
can you text me? Can you text me?
Want to be able to get it?
Great scene. She has great eyebrows.
Seinfeld goes blind. Funny.
Yeah. No.
Which one is it?
The fix-up negotiation.
The fix-up negotiations.
Does she have a good cheek? I need a good cheek. She has a great cheek.
Here, I'm gonna do this.
She's smarter than me. How could anyone be smarter than you?
Guys, that's I love it. Hey, everyone, take a look on the webpage. We have a hilarious Seinfeld for you. You kind of like what shidduch dating is now, but back in the 90s, this is from Seinfeld. It's the fix-up negotiations. I watched this. Costanza and Jerry getting at it. Really good stuff. It's up on the webpage, shidduchpodcast.com under articles. That's shidduchpodcast.com under articles. Yeah,
well done.
We did it. So we're so happy we guys got y'all on because, you know, like we said.
Thanks for inviting us over all the way to the Five Towns on a Tuesday.
Yeah, we gotta celebrate.
But seriously, thanks for all the sushi and the hamburgers. What did you say you were going to bring again?
I'll tell you like this.
A great time to shout out your store, Michal.
Style and Trend, please shop it.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, today's episode has been sponsored by Style and Trend out in Lakewood, New Jersey.
Right.
They have some of the most top women's fashion trends, styles.
We do.
Get your tops, get your bottoms, get
IJ
your
IJ gets
hats.
His tops, sir.
What else? Shoes.
They no, accessories. Too. Beanies. We got jewelry.
Okay, they
all
sell,
the
they
fashionable
sell,
Instagram all the brands fashionable. That you
mention
see
Nobody
brands.
Talks to them and get a discount.
Yes,
exactly. 10%
mention,
off.
Okay,
we 10. Should do that
We're
for real.
10. Yeah. NTS10 for 10% off. That's NTS10.
Hashtag.
Tell Michal, Avery, IJ, and Tommy sent you.
Awesome.
Alchi's Media Network.
I don't
20s and 30s.
I'm not going back to a 20s and 30s, and it's a free Shabbaton. I'm not never going back.
Wait,
where was
it? Is it Muncie?
Free Shabbaton in my life.
Wait, where Muncie?
Muncie one.
Doesn't say.
I don't know. It's also going to be like a 2-foot snowstorm.
Send it to me.
You guys are so legit.
Want to go?
All this stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
this is us, baby.
I don't have your number.
I'm serious about
it. Ask Isaac for it.
Oh, so have Isaac send it to me.
You know, there's still a guy.
His number.
There's still a guy in Passaic who sends out an email with your podcast every week.
Really?
I don't even know who he is. Like every once in a while, I look at my
Isaac
phone.
Isaac pays him to do that.
No way.
He's pretending he doesn't.
I love that he does that, though.
You know what that means? When he says Passaic one, there's going to be another like 50 people that are going to listen because like, oh, Passaic, whatever.
Okay, everyone good? Everyone should sound like this. Mine's loud, so I'm going to make it a little lower. I'm 4. You're 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
All right.
Whenever you're ready.
Avery, you're good with audio and everything?
All good. Whenever you're ready.
You're
Jared.
You're good with audio and everything? Lower, higher?
Lower, yeah, higher? Drop lower, good? Maybe, but
you're too right.
How about now? How about now?
Yeah,
how about
fine.
Now? How about now? Lower.
No,
right?
Higher. Wait.
Now good. Now good.
Yeah.
Okay. If you want to just, you know, say, hey, make it lower. Paige, how about you, Paige?
Do I sound good? How do I sound?
You're good.
You
yeah.
Hear me?
Very professional. Yeah.
Okay. Good very sound, good.
Yeah. Very professional.
You're good.
Just wait.
Okay.
So, I didn't take any notes.
I just don't want to forget what I'm going to say. Although they're not.
Oh, I don't know what I'm
going to
say. I barely even know what the topic is.
Oh my! I messaged you 100. You can have your phone. Like you can say, "Hey, I got my phone."
Oh, okay.
Here.
That's
I'm
usually
cheating.
What people are doing in the video.
Do you want
phone.
Any callers?
Nah.
No, but we actually we did.
Someone from Nashville wants to call in.
We did just get a
sentiment.
Yeah, we finally have a Nobody Talks Shidduchim WhatsApp. So we're going to start advertise. We're just going to start marketing out there. So we have a WhatsApp message. Voice note us your comments. We'll play them on the show. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, we're going to hear all the jingles and the sound effects.
Yeah.
And you're going to wait a second. And Isaac's going to be like, don't worry, we'll cut that out. And then
does. You never cut anything out, do you?
Does.
Yeah, because that's the whole, that's the point of the punchline. We'll cut it out. We'll cut it out. Mitch
McConnell.
We actually used to. Well, we never got it until like episode 8. We got this.
Yeah. 10? What do you actually do with the video? You send it
we
out.
Use it for marketing, but also.
I've never seen one.
I look back.